This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's that time. Time to put that left hand on that driver's door handle, push the button, pull the driver's door open, climb into the cockpit with me. You're listening to Auto World Now That I've Got You In. Let me flip the open sign around. Woo! Man, that thing is big. Yeah, yeah. 4x8 sheet of neon light. Got to get it fixed. Hey, welcome to Auto World, folks. Good to have you along for the third hour. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I'm sitting in the Greasy Garage Studio, of course, broadcasting from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza from Boise, Idaho. Been here since all my life. Literally fixing, repairing, talking about what? Cars. Yeah. I've been in the auto world area all my life. That's all I've ever done. There was a short little area of time there as a kid. I was riding my bicycle and washing those dishes. Yeah, at a truck stop. Listening and smelling those big trucks. That diesel. Oh, yeah, the smell of diesel. Especially when it's on your hand. You didn't put the glove on when you put diesel in your truck. Yeah, get a glove, man. Put a glove there. Don't grab the diesel nozzle and put diesel smell on your hand. Well, it doesn't matter now because of the COVID-19. You don't shake hands anymore anyway. We're going to get back to that. I hope each and every one of you are healthy through this COVID-19. Health issue-wise, stay healthy. That's what all matters to me and all of us, because if you're not healthy, you don't feel good, and you don't want to sit in this your favorite seat and sit in the cockpit with me here on Auto World and listen to all the goods and the bads and all the callers and all the emails. That two heads are better than one, and you can be a part of it, of course, but let's make sure that first and foremost, if you are sitting in your favorite chair, your race car seat, your couch, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you're... Well, you have your mask off. You're in your own home right now on a Sunday evening, and you might want to go ahead and put a breath mint in for me, though. Yeah, the front row. That's when you're sitting in the front row here in Auto World, you got to put a breath mint in because you're just too close to me. Back row, you guys are looking good back there. Oh, yeah. Anyway, here on this hour of Auto World, what are we going to do? Well, first and foremost, we're going to get to that trivia question that I shot out there, and I have an answer to that. A gentleman just emailed me, and I want to keep that going, of course. Well, this gentleman, the question is how many dollars do you think we, all of us, have saved not driving to work through the COVID-19? We have not been behind the cockpit driving to and from work. We've been in the lawn chair out front with our neighbors sitting and having our favorite juice. Oh, my goodness sakes. Well, it looks like Alex, appreciate you just emailed me here at Auto World Radio at yahoo.com. He's listening to us here on 1640 AM KZLS in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Good to be with you in Oklahoma. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. We're live, of course, and it's good to be. And he says the answer is, of course, he's answering for that rusty, big old rusty nut I have there with the bolt in it. It weighs about 30 pounds. I got some rusty hubcaps. It's going to go out no matter if the answer is right or not. And he's answering it. 600 million? Oh. So he thinks from Oklahoma City that we have saved $600 million not driving to work. Well, you're pretty close. You're pretty close. Like I say, no, that's not right. You got to go up from there, folks. Now, in order to do that, you got to email me an answer and or call. The phone number here in Auto World is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261, and or my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, he just answered, Alex said, they're $600 million. It's a little bit more than that, and I've got, if you'll email me back, just need your address. You'd like me to ship you some goodies. These goodies are, like I say, you got to pay for freight on it. Oh, sorry about that. It's a cracked windshield, and it's got bugs all over it. Oh, no. Well, this is how I get rid of my cracked windshields here at the Greasy Garage. This is you folks. No, I'll never send you a bad gift. It'll be some cleaning items. It might even be a little lesson on how to clean. Yes, we're going to do a show on that coming up pretty soon about how to wash, how to clean, how to detail. Why do I even want to do any of that? Remember the days of, oh, got to put the turtle wax on, right? Hand, right or left hand, rub it in, circular motion, let it frost up, and then come back with a, what can I say, a lot of horsepower in your elbows to get the concrete off your paint job. Today's world's not that way, folks. It's just not that way. So much easier just to spray and wipe. Why do you want to do it? Do you like, basically, resale value? I hope you do. Here on the third hour of Auto World, what do I have planned? Well, first and foremost, your calls. You're the star of the show. I want to hear from you. See how your Auto World's been at 855-660-4261. Well, third hour here. One segment we're going to do. What's a $100 bill buy you today? What's it do? What can you get with for $100? We're going to find out. And, of course, I've got a little Auto World Carfax for you again this hour. And I've also, what happened on this day in automotive history? Make a guess. Well, let's go to that right now. Because we've always wondered, what did happen on this day in automotive history? Well, most of you prefer to go out with a big bang, of course. But Edsel Ford. Yeah, Ford's new midsize car line did things a bit backwards on this day in 1957. Automotive journalists were invited to Dearborn for the press introduction, folks, of a new car. Yes, what they got was a spectacular, unlike any other automotive introduction that preceded in the past, was much to their irk of division head Rich Carby. He was a full stunt. He put on a full stunt show. It was performed, demonstrated capabilities of this car that most people would never do, like turning an Edsel on its side this day in automotive history in 1957. Yes, at the end of the event, a number of the pressmen were provided with the green and white Edsel Pacer of their own to drive home and evaluate it. The journalists, of course, had come from across the United States, so a fair amount had long drives to make it back. One automotive writer, Floyd Klamer, he suffered a breakdown in Wyoming. Ford replaced the car for him back then, but failed to mention the little incident in published report, so nobody knew it broke down. Another reporter was making his way home to the East Coast when he drove by the new Edsel dealership in Connington, Virginia. The franchisee spotted the car and gave chase, demanding to know how the reporter had obtained an Edsel before it had gone on sale. In New York, a police officer pulled over a reporter there simply because he wanted to admire the Edsel. Well, the Edsel didn't make it. In 1958, the Edsel went on sale a week later on September 4th, which had been deemed E-Day. Oh, my gosh, I didn't even know that. They claimed one day E-Day, Edsel Day. Through Ford, it slated the Edsel as a brand new vehicle. Uh-oh. It was apparent that it shared parts and body lines with other Ford products once it hit the market. Uh-oh. For its first model year, there were four Edsels to choose from. The larger Citation and a Corsair, which were based on Mercury's and the smaller Edsel, the Pacer model. Uh-oh. Ranger built on a Ford platform. Uh-oh. They were copying and they got in trouble. Three Edsels were all built in Ford and Mercury plants. They didn't feature several, of course, new features not found on their siblings. There were less than exciting these. Well, these included dash warning lights. That engine light again thing. Didn't have it back then, though. Engaged parking brake and a light that showed overheating the engine. Options also included a push-button automatic, seat belts and child safety, rear door locks. Oh, the launch of Edsel actually represented the second largest launch of a new car brand in the United States to date, folks, with 63,110 units sold in the first year. Well, there you have it. That's what happened on this day in automotive history. We're going to take a short break, grab some popcorn and some Coke, and we'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Headlights on. Get those headlights on. Turn them on. Put the brights on. Oh, somebody's coming at us. Turn them down to dim. Turn them down to dim. Quick, quick, quick. Back up to bright. They just passed us. Oh, yeah. Welcome back. With the headlights on and the exhaust smelling us up. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along on a Sunday afternoon, evening, whichever time area, time slot you're in. I do appreciate you being here with us, sitting back, relaxing, and actually getting a little taste of gasoline in your mouth. Maybe a little bit of fumes coming in the window. Yeah, oh yeah, exhaust fumes. Is your catalytic converter stinking you up like rotten eggs? Yeah, I hope not. That's what it smells like, rotten eggs. When that catalytic converter's stinking, you got yourself a rotten egg smell. How do you know? If it's smelling, you don't. That's going to get right back to your friend. You're not going driving into work anymore because the COVID. And you need to throw the keys to your neighbor, let him drive it, and then you follow your own car. And that's when you're going to start to smell the rotten egg smell of your catalytic converter that's plugged up. That's when you're going to start to smell and see the rear hub bearing probably wobbling the tire back and forth. That's when you're going to probably see, whoa, I had no idea, Mark, that my car is going to the right all the time. See what happens when you let your neighbor drive the car? Too much stuff going on. We're going to go to the email bag in Auto World this hour, of course, again, share some emails with you, but first and foremost, what the heck? I want to hear from you. You're the star of the show. 855-660-4261. And or my email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I've got that trivia question out there. Had a gentleman from Oklahoma City. He answered it with $600 million. What's that question? How many dollars do you think we have all saved not driving to work in our horse and buggy carriage there, burning fuel? How many dollars have we saved not driving to work? I believe it was Alex from Oklahoma City, listening to us in Oklahoma City. He guessed $600 million, and he was, of course, a little bit off, not much. It's a little bit more. Give you a little tip there, a little bit more money. That's some serious money. I mean, $600 million, but it's a lot more than that. So how much do you feel that we've all saved not driving our hot rods to work? 855-660-4261. Engine Light Eric will take your call and get you all adjusted in there, and we'll get you on the air. You'll become a member and one of my best friends. Anyway, let's go. I want to find out, really, what does a $100 bill buy? Yeah, you know, we're not really going out to dinner that much, and a $100 bill, I think it costs more for wife and I to go out to dinner, and is it $100? If you're getting a good steak and a potato or lobster or something, it's probably more than that. Whoops, it's just in. Wait a minute. Whoa, thanks for bringing that in. I got to tell you what, Delivery David just delivered some awesome news. I didn't know. Well, this is on the positive side. Tesla employee turned down $1 million to help FBI stop cybersecurity attack. I'm so excited about it. I better slow up here. Delivery David, thank you again. Now get out of the studio. Thank you. Okay. No, you can't sit behind the microphone. Now get out. Bring me more news. He brings me. Tesla employee turned down $1 million to help the FBI stop cybersecurity attack. What would you do? Would you turn down $1 million for your good of your employer? Well, this gentleman did. Well, that happened recently when a worker in the Gigafactory in Nevada, Tesla factory, turned down $1 million incentive to work closer with the FBI. Yes, planned a cybersecurity attack against the automaker. Now, if that isn't dedication to driving to work, man, I don't know what is. Come on. This person turned down $1 million to be a narc? Inside narc? At the Gigafactory in Nevada? Well, see, now there's a good example. Money isn't everything. And he gets to work on Teslas and put Teslas together. He probably owns one and probably gets to drive one. Anyway, now that was some news real quick that just drops in. You never know what's going to drop in on the microphone here. Thank you, Delivery David, and now that he's out of the studio. Now let's get down to what does a $100 bill buy us? Well, folks, a $100 bill gives you a reservation number. Good times or bad times, people need vehicles, isn't that right? Well, for the past few months, Volkswagen of America has worked with dealers on a new shopping and buying experience, so customers like you and me can shop from home. Well, next month, Volkswagen will unveil its first electric SUV, the ID.4. Yes, it's called the ID.4, and a new system that allows customers to reserve their car. Volkswagen reservation platform will make its debut on September 23rd, immediate following the reveal of the all-new zero-tailpipe emissions Volkswagen ID.4 electric vehicle at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can see this on VW.com. Customers who want to experience the future of driving will be able to reserve an ID.4 before it hits dealerships later this year. By doing that, you take a $100 bill, folks, a $100 bill, and put it down as a reservation number to get one of these all-new, not-smelling tailpipe. I don't know. Okay, so that's a $100 bill. Oh, yes. Well, once you get online, you can actually order, figure out what you want. There, Volkswagen is so excited about doing this. See, I don't know. That's kind of scary now. You can do it at home. You're not going to the dealer anymore. I don't know. We need our dealers. We need our dealers. Why do we need dealers, you say? Well, go ahead and ask. The gentleman in the first row, red hair. Go ahead. Got your arm up. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's writing it down. Okay. He's wanting to know, why do I really want the dealers around? If I can sit at home and order it online, hit my keyboard, go dot, dot, dot on the computer keyboard, why do I want dealers around? Okay, fine. Electric or gas or diesel, they're going to break. They really are. There's moving parts. I don't care if it's electric or not. There's moving parts that's going to need help. You do need your technicians and mechanics, folks. And if the dealer goes bye-bye, where's the mechanics and technicians going? See, yes, I'm in an independent greasy garage repair facility. Yes, I am. 45 years of doing it. No problemo. Okay, but I just said the magic number, 45. See, as I get older and older, as all the other technicians get older and older, see, I've got friends that's retired. They're sitting back on, are they sitting back on Easy Street? I don't know. But anyway, they're retired. They're not doing it anymore. We're going bye-bye. So if the dealers go bye-bye, you need technicians to keep these cars going. Period. Okay. Volkswagen's plans to offer the ID.4 electric vehicle across all 50 states, each one of our affiliates. Yes, each and every one of you out there listening on our affiliates are going to be able to get one of these. On the network of more than 600 dealers, Volkswagen, they've got over 600 dealers. The reservation platform will also invite owners and, of course, the EV customers to become insiders, to allowing them to describe to Volkswagen's latest EV news. When we come back, I might even have more news. You never know when Delivering David's going to drop in on us. We've got that little Fetcher's mask. Auto World Little Car Fact coming right at you when we return. Give me more popcorn. I'm Mark Evans, the Popcorn Eater.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As violence and protests continue in major cities around the country, 15 police officers were hurt as they responded to a protest in D.C.'s Black Lives Matter Plaza late last night into this morning. They were hit with rocks, bricks, frozen water bottles, and fireworks. At least five protesters, three men and two women, were arrested on charges of assaulting police officers. Protesters received minor injuries, according to D.C.'s police commander. In a tweet this morning, President Donald Trump said Mayor Muriel Bowser should arrest the agitators and thugs. He also said, clean up D.C. or the federal government will do it for you. Enough. The protests follow the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin and the commitment march, which was peaceful just days ago. Protests in other areas such as Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Portland, Oregon also had shootings and three deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Okay, we're in high gear. Drive that Mercury, or maybe the Edsel. Oh, yeah. The Edsel. Never made it. Edsel Ford. Henry Ford's son. I've got a front section of a Edsel cut off with headlights, all that. The front nose clip is completely cut off and hanging up in the Greasy Garage Museum here. Got the flip a switch and got the lights a flashing and the blinkers are going. Love to do it. It was a gift from a gentleman. And he's passed today. So anyway, the old Edsel, pretty heavy. You know, it's pretty heavy hanging up too. good to be back with you. Fill my mouth full of popcorn. How about you? A little Coke, wash it down with no salt. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Good to have you along. Third hour here in the broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. And we just had a gentleman stop in delivering David. He brought us some, $1 million that guy turned down for not rat out Tesla. Woo! They want to get somebody in there to find out what's going on. Yeah, a little secret formula. Well, I got a little trivia here. Again, hey, let's throw out that trivia question, though, and get you some gifts with that answer. Why not? And that question is, how many dollars do you think we have all saved not driving to work? Had a gentleman out of Oklahoma City listening to us live. He answered 600 million. And how do you answer? Through email or phone. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com or 855-660-4261. Here's a little trivia, though. It's kind of interesting. safety. We always want safety, seat belts, etc. Well, in 1995, Volvo of Sweden, yes, Volvo is made in Sweden. Well, in 1995, Volvo becomes the first car company, folks, to offer side impact airbags on some of its models. Side. That's right. I said side. Air impact. See, you got an A-pillar. That A-pillar is there with the windshield where the driver's door is when you open up. That B-pillar is behind you where the driver's door latch clicks. And then where's the C-pillar? It continues down there, down behind you again. A, B, C. No D-pillar. Sorry about that. Just A, B, C. And the side air impacts is a safety feature that, yeah, man. Whoa, thanks, Volvo. That keeps us safe in a, when we get hit on the side. I don't want anybody getting hit on the side, period, okay? None of that. All right, let's do it. What? Go to the email. We got emails coming in. Well, I got an email here that more than one, I think. Let's find out. I pull it out of the bag. There's one. All right, let's go to it. Oh, here's a quick question. On antifreeze, this is an email now that just was sent to me during the week. I want to share it with you. It says, gentleman says you can share it. I am. Quick question on the antifreeze. How many miles should I have before I change my antifreeze? I've owned my truck since it was new and have never changed my antifreeze. Bought it new in 2000. This old Dodge has been a great truck, but it's time to do some maintenance. What other services do you recommend, Mark? I do. Planning on keeping it for a while. Enjoying the show from Richland, Washington. Oh, my. Let's do a shout-out. Richland, Washington. Awesome. Listening on KFLD 870 AM. Hey, I've been up there in Pasco and Kennewick area. Hey, appreciate all of you up there listening. Beautiful area. And definitely, if you got antifreeze leaking on the ground, that's not good in Pasco, Kennewick, and Richland. Let's not do that. Good question. Good question. One thing that we want to do with antifreeze. Antifreeze is an oil and a lubricant that lubricates your water pump, keeps all the water jackets in your cylinder heads, in your block, lubricated. So it doesn't build up barnacles. Literally, barnacles. And, of course, the biggest and baddest thing that we all know about antifreeze is that in the wintertime, it causes the water slash antifreeze not to turn into slush and turn into a big, heavy rock of ice in your block, which then it will crack a block or crack a head or blow a head gasket or even blow a soft plug, freeze plug out. So you want to do a 60-40% mix, 60% antifreeze, 40% distilled water. I said it, still water, not tap water, still water. See, still water activates the antifreeze, folks, and makes it work better in a chemical way. And that's another thing. I know that we're going to get some more interviews here on Auto World, and we'll get that scientist behind the microphone and talk about why do you want, you know, the, not tap water, distilled water. Yeah. Okay, so you want to change your antifreeze, have it flush, get that goo out of there, the heater core again, and the antifreeze coolant is the collector of all the sewage, all your heater core, it collects all the stuff, all the goo. And, of course, antifreeze is a lubricant, so it breaks down. So as you're getting your motor hot and then cold again, hot and cold, that antifreeze breaks down, just like an oil in your engine. The chemical reactions of getting hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, you can't take it. And so with that question that we got from Richland is that you have to change your antifreeze. I recommend, and it's me, I'm repeating what I've been taught through the car manufacturers, and they want to see you do it about every 50 to 55,000 miles. And, you know, again, back to the way you drive. If you're a stop-and-go driver, your antifreeze is going to, well, it's basically going through more torture than that, quote, slash, back to that person as a salesperson in the truck or in the car, starts up the car, gets in the car, and goes, maybe drives 3 hours before the first stop. Then antifreeze isn't going through torture like the stop-and-go driving. So it all depends. But over the board, you want to do about 50, 55,000 miles. And you really can't do it yourself. Back in the day, you want to do a back flush, and you don't have that compressor, you don't have the tool that does a back flush. You hook it up to the lower radiator hose and you do a back flush on it and gets it going the reverse direction, causing all the sewage to come out. So, and another thing I want to talk about is the thermostat is in there, by the way. So how you, if the thermostat, you can't do a radiator flush when, in fact, the system is hot. And if the system's hot, yes, the thermostat's open. Well, you can't do a flush then. So now you've got a correct way of doing a radiator flush is you've got to wait for it to be cold. Well, then the thermostat's closed, and that's what I'm talking about. You've got to take the thermostat out in order for the back flush to work, to get through the block and get everything out of there. So if you don't do it, I've replaced a lot of water pumps and thermostats in the last 45 years on all makes and models, all based upon the antifreeze was old. It caused too much sewage breakdownage with the chemical breaking down in the antifreeze, causing goo. The goo then builds up on the back side of the spring on the thermostat. Now the thermostat's not going to open as efficiently and as fast as it's supposed to, causing the car to overheat. Yes, overheat, causing what? A blown head gasket. So see, just by one question, emailing, coming in, when should I change my antifreeze? We just saved each and every one of you $1,000+ from blown head gaskets. And that's how you do it. Email here, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's how you do it. Do it, and I've got a gift for you. I've got some cleaning products from a lot of different companies in the closet here. The closet's pretty good size. Yes, I keep stacking stuff up. I'm kind of guilty if my cars aren't clean here at the Auto World Plaza. Everybody says, well, you got all that cleaning stuff. How come my car's dirty? Because I was out in the woods, man. I was out in the dusty road getting dirty. So tomorrow I'll be cleaning a lot of cars, keeping them clean. Anyway, the autoworldradio@yahoo.com is the best way to get in touch with me through the week to get that email, get that car fixed. Definitely, we'll keep them rocking and rolling. Last week was pretty good. I think a lot of you, through the email requests I've had, sending out to you, I've got a lot of emails coming in, and that's good. That's what I want to talk about. Okay, we're going to talk about what happens to all those unsold cars when we come back from this break. Grab some M&Ms, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Auto World on the GCN Live, GCNLive.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Windows up, getting a little breezy in here. My hairdo, what hair I have left, is all messed up, and now I've got to comb it. It's a good thing I didn't have any butter on my popcorn, because I'd have butter in my hair right now. Whew. Welcome back to Auto World. Hey, good to have you along on a Sunday evening, afternoon, whichever time zone you're in. It's really good to be with you. Each and every week, we dissect, tear into your car. We figure out what's inside your head and your car and underneath the the bonnet, the hood, and sometimes we'll even sneak into the trunk to find out if you have aired up your donut tire. Get rid of the box of donuts and let's stay on the popcorn. Okay, this week's popcorn. Next week it might be donuts. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along with you. And you've always wondered, I'm sure, as you drive by those dealers, folks, here during the week, and you're seeing rows and rows and rows and rows of the metal called cars, trucks. Did you ever wonder, what happens to all those unsold cars at the end of the year? Where do they go? Maybe you might know. Maybe you don't. Well, right now I'm going to let you know where they go. No, they don't go over here to the greasy garage. No, no. The Auto World Plaza doesn't have enough room for them, even though if I did have enough room, I'd have them. No, no, that's called maintenance. I can't maintain that many cars. So whatever happens to all of the unsold new cars that did not get sold. See, what I'm talking about is 2020 cars. 2021's coming around. What happens to all the 2020s that don't get sold? Well, the dealers, the dealers are franchisees, in fact. And so the manufacturer sells the cars to the dealers. So the dealers own the car. Just like when you buy it from the dealer, you own it. Well, the dealers own all those cars. They buy them from the manufacturer, and that means that they have them and they own them. And, well, now they're like, uh-oh. See, they can't ship the cars back to the manufacturer, folks. A lot of you might think that. They don't ship the cars back to the manufacturer. Well, here's one place they do go to. This is the auction, which then, in fact, you know, as you know, the dealer loses money. And the small independent company car dealer might get a good deal on that 2019 or that 2020. See that one year back, and that's why you go down and you buy it over there at that independent car salesperson. I just gave you an Auto World tip, didn't I? Yes, that's where I'm going with this. And they also use those one year back cars that they can't ship back to the manufacturer as loaner cars. See, when you go and get your car fixed, you change oil or whatever that you haven't done at the dealer, they might give you a loaner car, and that loaner car is a 2020 that they couldn't sell. There you are. And then, of course, this is the biggest key that helps the dealers to the point of no return, is that, in fact, they shipped those that car, that truck that didn't sell on their lot, maybe trade places with another car in a different another market. Yeah. See, out here in Boise, Idaho, where my studio is, in this area, four-wheel drive trucks are hot to trot. I mean, they get way over high book for these bad boys in the Boise area. I can't believe it, but they do. People give more money than what they're worth. And so these dealers here are calling the Phoenix and Scottsdale area, for example, for their trucks and getting them shipped up here because they ran out up here. And down there, they don't need those trucks. See, they get an allotment. They get an allocation of certain numbers of trucks or cars. Each and every dealer does. So that's how they get rid of those. They swap them back and forth. So there's three ways. They go to the auction, loaner cars, or they ship them back and forth to other dealers and make money doing that. Kind of interesting, actually. I remember going to the Kansas City plant for General Motors trucks, and they put me up on a platform, I think 1,400 stories high. It wasn't that high, but it was up there. That way we could see over the sea of trucks in the Kansas City parking lot. When I say parking lot, I'm talking about the planet. My eyes from 360 degrees all the way around was General Motors Chevrolet trucks getting shipped out to dealers. Unbelievable. Yes, we do buy a lot of cars, don't we? Okay, I've got an email here, and this gentleman, well, hey, look at that. I don't know him, but I do know him now. He just sent me the answer to that question I got out there. How many dollars do you think we have all saved by not driving to work through the COVID-19? First emailer said $600 million. Mike, he says he's listening to us from... Ah, look at that, Corpus Christi, Texas. Good to have you guys along live, of course, Corpus Christi, Texas, Portland, Texas area. Beautiful. I love it. Thanks. I really do appreciate you joining us here on KEYS, 1440 AM. And his answer is, he's pretty close, $700 million is what he's guessing. Well, he's real close, and we're running out of time, so I've got some great gifts for you. Just email me back with the address you'd like me to ship some gifts off to you, and I will get that done. This time might be a rusty old bumper. It used to be chrome, now it's all rusted. Heavy. Shipping's on you, not me. Anyway, no, good stuff. We'll send you some good stuff out. So let's answer that right here, right now. How many dollars have all of us saved by not driving to work through the COVID-19? Staying at home, working on the computer. Folks, you've all saved, all of us have saved $758 million. Is that good or bad, though? You've saved it. That means you saved it on gas, you saved it in maybe tires, you saved it in serpentine belt, you saved it in not having to do a fuel filter, you saved it, oh, the lube oil filter, the LOF, lube oil filter, yeah, the air filter, the cabin filter, fuel filter, oh, I already said that, oh, how about the transmission filter? Have you had a transmission service done lately? See, as you don't, you're not racking up the miles. That's kind of like I call it a slot machine, that odometer that's in front of you. I call the E-light a money light. Yeah, because see, when the E-light comes on, guess who makes the money? The technicians. But it's a lot better. I'm going to put it this way. I'm going to be very serious right here, right now, that the E-light is better than the days of the technician, the mechanic like I am. I was putting the stethoscope up trying to find the noise on your car. There was no E-light. Yeah, there was no O2 sensors. Yeah, there was no fuel injection. No, there was no TBI, throttle body injection sensor. There was no barometer sensor. I could go on forever because, see, there's more than 300 electronic sensors under your bonnet. Oh, hood. Okay, hood. And if those are all hooked to the E-light, the money light. Yeah. I call it the money light because if you leave the light on, just let it go, it's hooked to one of those sensors, and it's telling you one of those sensors is out. So if you go and get it scanned, early in the game that you're calling, I'm calling the game, you get one sensor replaced and the light, the money light, the E-light goes out and you're good to go. If you just keep driving around with the E-light on, you're going to have, and find out that you're going to have a lot more than just one sensor out. You're going to find three or four of them out. And I've been there, done that with customers. And I'm the doctor and I got to say to the patient here and say, oh, but, your bill is going to be about $1,800 because you need 14 sensors. And what do? They trade it off. They get rid of it. No. Let's fix it. I appreciate each and every one of you joining me here on Auto World this weekend. Absolutely. Always stay tuned. Always remember to email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And don't forget Genesis Communications, GCNLive.com. And don't forget, you can always Google, that's right, top of the list, Auto World Podcast. Okay? Always come back, look, and you'll learn something. Write it down. Share it with me. I want to thank each and every one of you that's helped me do Auto World, of course. We got Engine Light Eric today. He's the producer of the show. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired. And, of course, Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, my program director and marketing manager. He's always keeping the wheels on this wagon. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lion Lucy. And, of course, my personal chauffeur. To get me here, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Ho, 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 ho. Yeah, did I happen to say that I've got a seat here? Yeah, keeping my seat cushion warm. Seat cushion, Susie. My customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? Oh, yeah, my PR director, Bobby B. Esser. All of them is what it takes to make this show happen. And, of course, we got the janitor in there. He keeps the studio all clean and makes sure that I'm safe, that I don't slide out of the chair. Yeah, absolutely. We don't want to slide out of the chair. And he's know-it-all Jay, the janitor. He keeps the microphone from being all gooped up and clustered up with the saliva. Oh, this just in. Recall before we head out. Recall on the delivering. David just delivered it. 160,200 model year 2019 to 2020 Ram. 1,500 pickups equipped with adjustable pedals. Folks, pull the... Real quick, we don't have a lot of time left. Pull the floor mat out, the adjustable pedals that you have, maybe positioned in a location that avoids the the clearance. It's going to hook on the pedals. Get it pulled out of there. I want to say thanks again, everybody, for joining us. Drive safe and be healthy. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.